Hi, this is Lexi. This is my first audio, so I hope everybody enjoys it. Thanks. Miranda was never the best at dating. She was one of those women who never flaunted her looks, even though she was drop-dead gorgeous. She had flowing brown hair, green eyes that looked like emeralds, and a tight body that most women wished for. Miranda would put her hair up into a messy bun and hide her body in huge, baggy clothes. Frustrated with Miranda's habits, her best friends came together to set her up on a blind date. Miranda pleaded with them at first not to do it, but her friends wouldn't hear it. They did her hair and makeup and slid a short black mini dress on Miranda's body. She looked in the mirror and slid her hips from left to right, looking at her body move. For the first time, she felt confident and sexy, ready to conquer anything. Just as she finished admiring herself in the mirror, her doorbell rang. She didn't feel nervous at all. Instead, she walked over to the door with her sexy black heels clicking all the way. When she opened the door, she sent a silent thanks to her friends. The man on the other side was pretty much her ultimate fantasy. The man reached his hand out and Miranda took it. In his deep voice, he introduced himself as John. A simple name for such a complex man, she thought. After introductions, John took Miranda to his car and they drove to a nearby restaurant. The place was dark and lit with all candles at each table. John pushed in Miranda's chair and sat opposite of her. The talk was polite and nice. Nothing out of the ordinary. Dinner was served. Miranda didn't want to be one of those dates that she came to regret. In her head, she was thinking all of these not-so-polite things. Miranda put down her fork and looked at John's eyes. She was probably only doing this because she was in an outfit that she wouldn't normally wear, and she gave this man all reasoning that she couldn't think of. Miranda leaned over to John, almost whispering. "Do you like it when a woman sucks on your cock?" John looked stunned for a second, but leaned across to her side. "Why, do you like that sort of thing?" Miranda felt very in control now. "I want to suck your cock very bad under this table, right now." John instantly got hard just thinking about this, and he leaned even closer, almost right into her ear. "You can do anything that you want to me." Miranda looked around to make sure no one was looking, and she ducked under the table. She unzipped John's pants and found the little pocket on his boxer briefs that kept what she wanted hidden. She took out his cock and looked at it for a second. Even in the dark, she could see it was big and ready for her. She licked the tip, and John made a little movement. She was definitely going to enjoy this. She licked the tip of his cock some more, going slowly at first. Taking the whole head in, she sucked it and made it very wet and hard. Her hand stroked the shaft while she moved her mouth further and further back. Soon her mouth was taking it all, and her hands found his tight balls. She licked the shaft up and down and squeezed his balls. His cock felt so good in his mouth. Just when her rhythm was perfect and she thought he was going to come, he pulled his hands down and put his cock away and zipped up the fly. Miranda thought she had done something wrong. She got back up to the table, to her chair, ready to apologize. But John stopped her before she could say anything. "Meet me in the bathroom in 1 minute." And then he left in a hurry. Miranda could still see the huge bulge in the front of his pants as he walked by her. She waited patiently for that 1 minute, which seemed to last a lifetime. Finally, she went to the bathroom and saw his shoes under one of the stalls. She quickly knocked, and the door flung open. He grabbed her so hard and threw her up against the wall. He kissed her so passionately, his tongue going in and out and hers meeting his every way. His hands found her zipper at the back of that little black dress. He looked at her, and his eyes looked like they were on fire. He knelt down and pulled that dress all the way down to the floor. He ripped both sides of her thong, making them fall right down her legs. Her pussy was already soaking wet for him, and he put his tongue on his clit. She gave out a little scream. His tongue was doing the same thing as it was when he was kissing her. It was going in and out with different pressure. She felt her legs go weak. Her pussy was dripping, and her breathing was deepening. It felt so fucking good. He got back up to his feet, quickly started to suck each nipple. A little flick with the tongue, and then some sucking. Some pulling on the nipple with his teeth, and some swirling. She felt like she could come right there. She grasped his pants and undid the zipper again. She pulled down his pants and boxer briefs. His cock pointed straight at her. She wanted so bad. She spit on her hands and went straight for his cock. He moaned loudly as she swept back and forth her hands. Finally, he guided his cock straight for her pussy and teased it for a second, gliding the tip over her clit a few times. She couldn't take any more. She put her hands in his hair and arched her back. His cock went in hard and fast, just like she wanted it. Their breathing was out of control. His cock so hard and her pussy so warm and wet. They didn't care if anyone came in at that point. She raised one of her legs so he could go in deeper. She felt a rush of heat and knew she was going to come. The fucking intensified, and with each thrust, she was going to come undone. She screamed to John that she was finally going to come, and he looked right into her eyes. He made sure he went hard and deep, and finally they both came at the same time. Her legs shook and his body trembled. She took a second to breathe, and when it was all over, she bent down and licked the remaining cum off of his still hard cock. They went back out to the restaurant, and John paid the bill. They went back to Miranda's apartment, where they continued to explore each other. I guess you can now say Miranda isn't that bad at dating, after all.